When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Very, very keen to get this young lady on the show today, Helensby, after an unbelievable weekend. Four winners up there on the sunny coast. CJ Graham, good morning to you. Not the first time we've had you on the show, but boy, oh boy, you're going beautifully at the moment. Congratulations on the weekend.
Hello, good morning. Thanks for having me back. Yeah, it was just a fantastic day. I couldn't have imagined it to go that way. It was just unreal.
And the good thing, CJ, is that you've ridden the four winners for four different trainers, which means you're in demand. The trainers around Brisbane and Southeast Queensland are trusting you.
Yeah, it was great to be given those opportunities, and I was pretty confident going there. I had a really good book of rides. I had a ride in every race. I was only scratched out of one. So to even just go there with a full book was a big thing in itself, and to salute on four of them, and like you said, for four different trainers that have supported me a lot and continuously have since moving this way, it could not have been more fitting.
Mm. And the moves worked well for you? So much easier lifestyle, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I love it so much. It's without a doubt the best thing I've ever done. And yeah, I just hope I can keep ticking along, and hopefully, when I make that transition, when I come out of my time, I can keep kicking goals here.
Just to remind our listeners of your story, I mean, you were basically commuting, weren't you, from Port Macquarie, which is the best part of 5 hours, isn't it?
Yeah, I was. I was doing that drive probably twice a week. And it was I don't know how I'd done it now, but I guess at the time I knew it was what I had to do to make my mark here and to get myself in somewhere here. I'm glad I did.
Oh, it's an unbelievable story. And now you must have so much more spare time, but I bet you don't.
in a sense, go to track work every day, but it's nice, your days off your days off and you've got all day to do as you please. But definitely still working very hard, but it's a great lifestyle up here, and there's always something to do, that's for sure.
How does a young jockey fill in the spare time? Because we know you have very early mornings, you have quite a few race days, but what are the hobbies for CJ Graham?
I'm pretty laid back, really. I've got a couple of dogs, so on my days off, I like to take them for a bit of a walk around, and pretty quiet, really. Nice, like to go for a nice lunch here and there, but usually, finding some job to do around the house.
Okay, there's always work to be done. No problem. So, like a lot of female jocks, that no problems with weight and all that sort of stuff. You can live like a normal person.
Yes, no, I'm very lucky. I walk around about 51 and a half kilos.
Oh boy.
I'm very, very naturally light, so it's a big advantage, when I can ride those lightweights and I can claim off the lightweights as well.
Now, to use the old cliche, you've got to make the hay while the sun shines at the moment, even though we're not seeing a lot of sunshine in the southeast. But your main rival for this apprenticeship title is Bailey Wheeler, who's out suspended at the moment. Annabelle Neesham just enforcing a little bit of tough love on Bailey. So while you'd be feeling for him, it's a chance to extend your lead, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's a shame, but Bailey's a really good rider, and I'm sure he'll bounce back when he is allowed back. But like you said, while he's out, and when he is back, I just got to keep my head down and work really hard. And yeah, what will be, will be.
And CJ, I've read something about maybe extending your apprenticeship. Is that still on the cards?
Yeah, so I'm just going through the process to get my apprenticeship extended. I have had a lot of injury time, so just going through the process of checking that all out, and hopefully there is some more injury time there that I can have added on. It'd be nice to be given the chance to ride a full season.
Well, you've got to sort of ride a treble, haven't you? That's, you need a bit more time to get a treble in because your quartet has skipped straight over it.
Yes, that's right. It would be nice to have another day half as good as that, that's for sure.
it was brilliant the other day. It really was. Hey, we know you've also, like a lot of jockeys, you've had your battle with injuries, so it hasn't been easy getting to this point in your career, has it?
No, it hasn't at all, but I guess that probably just makes it that bit better, you know, to think that it wasn't that long ago. I was, you know, off sitting on the lounge, injured, just wishing to be back to moving here and just hoping to ride a couple of winners with some of my claim, to let alone riding four in one day. It's incredible, really, to think, you know, how far you can come in such a short time, and just probably just makes me more grateful than anything, you know. The good times definitely outweigh all the bad.
Mm. What about Dad? Has he had any thoughts of coming from Port Macquarie to Brisbane as well?
No, he's got a really nice setup there in Port Macquarie. He trains out of his property at home. They've got quite a few horses there, and you know, he's pretty well based there in Port Macquarie, but they do get up this way and visit me as much as they can. But he's very busy, got a dual licence, and he actually rode a winner yesterday at Tuncurry. So he's doing really well.
Yeah, it's
and
a talented family.
Are you still riding his way? Because I loved it when you sort of said, oh, Dad, finally worked out that I was to be a jockey. And he said, right, well, you better do it right, my way.
Yeah, that's right. No, I think I don't think there'd be anyone prouder than Mum and Dad, that's for sure.
Ah, that's yeah, and you're doing brilliant stuff. And look, as I said, you know, the big feather in the cap is that four winners at the weekend, but for four different trainers. So they're loving having you on. They're loving, obviously, the decisions you're making on board these animals that travel, you know, 60 k's and all that sort of thing. So, you know, it's an exhilarating sport, and you're riding high at the moment.
Thank you. Yeah, like I always said, you never stop learning, and there's still plenty of things to work on, but yeah, just while I'm getting the opportunities, we'll make the most of them, that's for sure.
Good stuff. Wonderful ambassador for the sport. CJ, thank you for joining us this morning.
Good luck tomorrow, CJ.
No worries. Thank you very much, guys.